Blog Talk Radio.
Think. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all your financial and real estate needs. Good evening to all you Think Big listeners. Coach Dion here on this beautiful Sunday. And what a perfect day it is, being that today marks 6 months into this year. Today's inspirational insight is going to be challenging our listeners to their New Year's resolutions. Oh, my God, did I just say that? Remember those New Year's resolutions? 6 months ago, I'm sure when January 1st came around, 2008, we all set goals for ourselves. Well, I'm here to check in to see how are your goals going? Have they been met? Do you even remember what they are? Aha, let's think back. Was it to lose weight, start your own business, do something totally different with your life? Let's reflect back on what you set out to do in 2008. I bring this subject up today because as a personal coach, I always say to my clients that it's never a good idea to start anything new on the first of any day. Not the first of the year, not the first of the month, not the first day of the week, because 9 times out of 10, and these are my own statistics, but they've proven to be right, whenever you set out to do something on the first of anything, you're sure to fail. Now, keeping it real, I don't know why that is. It just is. That's how it always is with everything. So now I say that to propose a challenge to all of our listeners. Here at Think Big Radio, we always seeking to inspire people to live their dreams, be all that they want to be for themselves and their lives, and of course, to think big. I'm all about living outside the box myself. Whenever I create a goal, I always meet those goals, okay? Regardless, and I'm going to repeat, regardless of what day I choose to set that goal on. So I'm going to challenge you today, or no matter whenever you listen to this, it may be a Monday, it may be whatever day of the week, set out a goal. Maybe the goal that you set out in the beginning of the year is never too late. We're only 6 months in. That means we're actually 7 months to go, but still, it's plenty of time to still remember those goals, refresh them in your mind, and to get started on them. And I'm going to give you a couple of pointers to help you out, okay? All right, so do you guys have those goals in mind? I hope so. So I've set and accomplished many goals in my life. As a matter of fact, I make sure that my life stays busy and I'm always up to something big, always. If that's not going on in my life, then I feel like I'm sitting in the seat of comfortability, and I don't want that. If you're sitting comfortable in your life, then you're not thinking outside the box. You're not playing a big enough game. So I challenge you right now to think big. Set a goal for yourself. Pick a date and have your life be exactly what you want it to be. Now, as your coach, I'm going to give you some pointers, as I said before, and to have your goals set and met. You ready? Okay. So, first off, there are a lot of inspirational books, CDs, DVDs out there for us to follow. My personal favorite is The Secret. I love The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. I'm sure a lot of you are aware of The Secret. For those of you who are, and especially for those of you who are not, take time out to watch or listen to this powerful information. It's all about positive thinking. It tells you exactly how to go about it. As a matter of fact, I've never been a goal setter or an accomplisher until I've watched and listened to The Secret. Now, you can go out to the bookstores to check this out. Again, the title is The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. Or you can try www.secret.tv and check it out online. But nevertheless, as I said in the beginning, there are a lot of inspirational things. You know, there's your religion. I mean, there's the people in your church, there are groups, there's family members, there are a lot of inspirational things. There are the books, there's online, you know, groups that can help you out. Share your goal with somebody. Let them know. Get a team going. You can't do anything without a team. I didn't start having success as setting my goal until I created a team around me and let them know about that. So get your inspirational things, that something that really inspires you. Again, I'm sharing with Minds was a Secret. It really was a trendsetter in me accomplishing anything I set out for life. Okay? Number two, words are powerful. Your words create your world. I cannot stress that enough. As a matter of fact, I really wanted this to be number one, because I had to really recognize and be aware of the things that came out of my mouth. Because what you say that falls out of your, whatever you say comes about. It's like planting a seed and watching. So you want to really watch the words that come out of your mouth. And I say that to you guys to say this, and trust me, if you do this, your world would totally change. You'll even catch yourself. I'm still catching myself, and I've been doing this for years. But I'm going to take two words completely out of your vocabulary. Now, if you catch yourself saying these words, play a game with yourself. Oh, my God, just say it out loud. I just said that word. I don't mean that. Because whatever follows these words are exactly what you don't want. Okay? You guys have your pens and paper? Coach Dion, request of you to eliminate the words but and if completely out of your vocabulary. I'm going to say it again. The word but and the word if. That's right. IF. Completely out of your vocabulary. You know, because those words totally, you could say something, well, I really want to start my own business. But, no, you really want to start your own business. Start from there and then create a team around that goal. Set a goal. I'm going to start my business by this. No buts, no ifs. You know, if it wasn't for this, I would. I would start my business. I am going to start my business. Whatever it is you want to do, set it. Set the goal. Build a team. Stay into some inspiration. Music or CDs or words, whatever it is you need to have your life happen and to set your to accomplish your goal, we here at Think Big Radio are willing to help you out. Okay? All right. So no more buts and no more ifs. And if you ever hear me while I'm online saying it, then by all means call me and check me on it. Okay? Okay, great. We're working together on this. Number three. I say this to everybody that I meet, okay? If you have my number, you call me up. If you ever get my voicemail, you'll hear me say this on my voicemail. And that is, be happy. The secret to life is to be happy. You have no idea how many people I smile at a day, how often I just stay in that happiness mode, even if things seem to be going wrong, because that's all it is. It's things that seem to be going wrong, but they're not. Everything is lining up so that your goal can be accomplished. We just see it as something else. But I am requesting of you to remain happy in all that you do. Know that life is great. Know that life is great. If you don't know that life is great, then you definitely need to take on something that will have your life be great. Because trust me when I tell you, I've been through a lot of trials and tribulations, and still my life is absolutely perfect, and I love it. So those are the things that I definitely want you to work on. I'm challenging you to think big. I'm going to work with Big, the host of the show, to really get our Think Big listeners to think big. We're going to have a huge challenge. We're going to work on that. whisper that in your ear now. He actually is going to hear this and say, what is he talking about? But definitely we're going to have that challenge. Now, I need you to email me what you're going to be working on, okay? Now, my email address is coach_Dionne@yahoo.com. Feel free to email me. If you need support, email me. I will get back with you. Create a goal. Number one, create a goal. Set a date. Have it be just that. Listen or get to anything inspirational, something that inspires you, whether it be a person or song, stay in that mode, okay? Two, no buts, no ifs. And three, remain happy in all that you do. That is the inspirational site today on this beautiful Sunday, June 1st. I am going to play a song for you guys. I had to reach back, okay, for this song, but I love it. I miss him, this artist. If he's still out, I wish he would still create music like this. You guys, enjoy your Sunday. Enjoy your life. Don't forget to email me your challenges. Take on life and think big, everyone.
To the line, I can just take you one. I can live.